at the Spitzer Conference Center coming up on Wednesday, July 16th from 6 to 9. It's the fifth anniversary of the Best of Lorain County from the readers of Pulse Magazine. And we have with us Evan Thea Sevastakis, who's in studio joining us to talk about that. Now, where did all these nominations come from for this the Best of Lorain County?
Well, thank you for having me today. And our readers of Pulse Magazine actually nominated all the local businesses that you will see at the event and in the publication that came out in the summer. And you go to the event, and it's your last chance to vote for the best that you think in each category.
There's all different categories: food, entertainment, shopping, health, service organizations, as well as things for children and people as well. Now, you said the people that are nominated, they will all be at this event, right?
Yes, okay. They are all invited to come to the event. We have just about 60 of them that will be participating on Wednesday, and we're really excited to have them all there.
I will be hanging out by booth 28, which is pastry shops. That's where I'll be. I'm just going to stand in front of the pastry shops. They've got Kudrowski's is going to be there. Sweets by Maggie and Little Devil Cupcakery.
Yeah, that's a lot of good things that are going on there as well. I didn't realize there were so many places to eat here in Lorain County.
Look, you've got categories: best restaurant overall, fine dining, casual dining, patio dining, Sunday brunch, family dining. They're like, what, 20 categories just of different kinds of food.
Those are the ones we like the best. They bring samples.
Donuts. Donuts and coffee. Ice cream. Best wine shop. Do you have a favorite, Bruce? Do you want to tell everybody now who you think your favorite would be for this?
For best where, what, huh?
Just pick one.
Oh, I'm just, because I'm overwhelmed by the number of organizations that are represented in here. Well, I like local festivals that are listed under there. Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival, the Lorain International Festival, and the Elyria Apple Festival.
Which we are at all of those, either as a spectator,
exactly,
or with our booth.
Quite unique festivals as well for the community as well. Now, when people are, this has been going on, the nominations, again, coming up on Wednesday, those who are in attendance will get to vote for that. What kind of a procedure is that to vote at that time?
So when you come into the event, you are handed a ballot, and you are free to walk around, enjoy the food and the drinks and the entertainment, and as you are going along, you vote for your favorites. And then you turn your ballot in at the end of the event when you are on your way out, and we count them all up, and the winners are going to be announced in the fall issue of Pulse Magazine. So that is how the winners are announced.
Now, Pulse Magazine comes out
four times a year,
and features mainly what? In there, you know, there's usually about lifestyle of people,
and really focuses businesses on Lorain County.
Yes,
that's the whole idea. It's all about Lorain County. It's the pulse of Lorain County.
Exactly.
All right, I'm looking at some of the categories again here. You've got a whole category of children. So you've got the preschools, gymnastics, learning center, dance theater, music instruction. I think one thing that's really helpful about a best of edition is that, say you're looking for a preschool or a place to take your kid to do gymnastics, it's nice to know what people vote as the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of them actually are going to be at the event. So if you want to come and you can talk to them and have a conversation and learn more about them, that's why they're there. That's what they come for.
What kind of response do you get from these organizations and businesses where you come knocking on their door and say, hey, people in the community think you're one of the best?
They're all really excited. We actually have to limit how many vendors we're allowed to actually have at the event. So it's always a first come, first serve basis. And, you know, everyone's really excited. They all promote the event. We send them promotional materials and they promote the heck out of it. They, you know, give tickets to their clients, and it's a great atmosphere in there. It's definitely a party.
Speaking of, you gave us some tickets to give away. So we're a little bit later. We're going to give some tickets away on air. People stand by.
Yeah, we'll do that about 8:29 this morning, right before the news.
About 8:29.
About exactly at 8:29. Wow.
Yeah, so stand by for that, because these tickets are, what are they, $20?
Yes, tickets are $20. They are still on sale at PulseLorainMag.com, and you can still purchase them up until Tuesday night online, or you can come to the event and we'll sell tickets at the door for the exact same price, $20.
All right, so if you don't win them here,
exactly,
by all means, go to the door, go to the website, just get your tickets. This is going to be a great event.
Now, when the winners are announced in the fall edition, besides being in the magazine, does anything go to the winners? Do they get a little plaque, a trophy, a sticker? How do we know, you know, is it usually something that they can display proudly in their business?
Yeah, we totally encourage them to display their winner status. We give them like a little window cling to hang on their door or window of their business, so you know right as you walk in that they are voted best of Lorain County.
Is there entertainment at the event?
Yes, there's entertainment. Actually, one of our sponsors is Lake Ridge Academy, and they will have students on hand at the event, and they will be performing for us during the different times of the event.
And again, this is coming up on Wednesday, July 16th from 6 to 9. It'll be at the Spitzer Conference Center and the Norton Culinary Institute. So they've got a lot of chance for, you know, that's a place for the food that can be prepared as well, that the people can be sampling at the college. Again, it's the fifth anniversary of the Best of Lorain County 2014 Pulse. Susie, do you have one other?
You can get more information on our website at weol.com, right there on the homepage.